USA News. I'm Jerry Garmisch. Police in Seattle are looking for at least two suspects in a shooting that wounded five people in a community outreach event. Seattle Police Chief Adrian Diaz says the gunfire erupted at a gathering that was intended to provide people in the neighborhood a safe space as a deterrent to violence.
We have five victims. Two are in critical condition. Three appear to be stable. Right now, four victims were transported to Harborview. One victim was treated at the scene and released.
Diaz says dozens and dozens of rounds were fired. Former President Trump was on the campaign trail Saturday night in Erie, Pennsylvania.
These are ridiculous indictments, and all they're doing is hoping for massive election interference. That's all they want to do. They want to damage the leading candidate, by the way, leading by far, I have to say.
The rally is Trump's first since the Justice Department announced additional charges against the former president in connection with classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. The president is on a summer vacation as a critical hearing is expected to get underway.
President Biden on a 10-day beach vacation right now in Delaware. This comes after Hunter Biden's plea deal fell apart earlier in the week. Now, coming up on Monday, things could get bad for the president and his son as Hunter's former business partner, Devin Archer, is expected to testify on Capitol Hill about the alleged shady business deals the two may have had with foreign countries. Now, Republicans are reportedly considering impeachment charges to investigate the full picture here as to what actually went down during the 8 years Biden was vice president during the Obama administration. I'm Laura Winters.
Ford announced it's recalling nearly 900,000 F-150 trucks in the U.S. due to a wiring issue. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
A tornado in North Carolina may play havoc on the availability of Pfizer medicines.
More than 30 drugs may face supply chain disruptions after a tornado damaged a North Carolina Pfizer plant 1 week ago today. The company warned hospitals in a letter Friday that about 65 formulations of those drugs could see disruptions. Pfizer said medicines like injectable fentanyl for pain management and the anesthetic lidocaine have less than 3 months inventory levels. The Rocky Mountain facility makes close to a quarter of Pfizer's injectable medicines used in hospitals across the country. It's one of the largest facilities in the world for manufacturing sterile injectables. I'm Lance Pry.
An actress whose long career on stage and screen has died. The Hollywood Reporter says Inga Swenson passed away of natural causes in hospice care in Los Angeles. She was 90. Swenson is best known for portraying Gretchen Krause on the 80s sitcom Benson, starring Robert Guillaume. The role earned her 3 Emmy nominations. LeBron James is sharing an update on his oldest son after the 18-year-old suffered a cardiac arrest this week. An Instagram video posted on Saturday shows Bronny James playing piano. His father wrote in the video's caption, quote, "Grand rising, God is great." James was discharged from a Los Angeles area hospital shortly after the medical emergency. I'm Jerry Garmisch, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.